The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Our theme this week is that of suffering. We talked about that last week. Oh, this is a great theme, and I think we all can relate to this because suffering touches each and every one of our lives at one time or another. It is our conviction that suffering is not all bad. God can use it for good in our lives. And thus we pointed out yesterday that suffering makes us humble, and we need to be that as human beings. I have another lesson today that I would like to point out involving suffering. And I'd like to say that suffering purifies and perfects in our lives. You know, within all of us, there are imperfections. There is dross. And many times there are secret sins that need to be gotten rid of. Our consecration may not be complete. Well, suffering enters the scene, and it helps us clear up these things in our lives. The Apostle Peter had much to say about suffering in 1 Peter, and let's notice a few of the verses there because they're good. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, he talks about our great salvation that we rejoice in, and although we rejoice in it, we may suffer things right now. And he talks about our manifold temptations or trials. And 7 says of this first chapter of Peter, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. All right, he says, the trial of your faith being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth. Our faith is tried. Just like the smelting process of the ore of gold, our lives need to be refined to bring out the good within us and develop our characters. Suffering purifies and perfects. It might take a boxcar load of just old crude rock-like material to get just a few ounces of gold in the smelting process. And so it is, the dross needs to be smelted away from our lives, and that we might be purified and perfected in the sight of God. And Peter also says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, let's read those two verses. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. There's something about suffering that just clears the air. It settles the dust. I mean, when we've gone through suffering, it helps us to get our values straight and to see what really matters in life and what should be take priority and really what matters. The things of the flesh don't matter, but the things of the Spirit and the eternal do. And we learn that lesson through suffering. The Apostle Peter also said in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Yes, suffering, whether it be from persecution or any other way, will lead all these things that we've been trying to say, and purification and perfection coming in our lives as we get rid of the dross of sin and as we are settled and realize what the values of life really are. The writer of the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11, talks about this matter of chastisement of the Lord, and the things that we experience, God can use as chastisement to purify our lives in his sight. And he says, if we are without chastisement, that we are not true children of God. That's a good scripture to consider and read to see what God can accomplish through suffering as it purifies us. I like the words of the psalmist in Psalms 119, verse 71, where the psalmist said, It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Isn't that a good way to look at it? That we might be purified and perfected in the ways of the Lord. Yes, suffering is not all bad. Thank you for listening today.